Jack, would you mind praying for us to get us started?
Really? You can hear me over the elevator Panera music.
it's fine. It's pleasant.
Heavenly Father, invite you into this time. I invite you to lead the discussion we have, to bring things to mind for each of us, to fill us with hope in your power to move in our home groups and not in any other strategy or plan. But we do ask you to help us in those too. But ultimately, our hope's in your power. Thank you for a new day, a new week ahead. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Jack. So I wanted to start our time talking about the 90-day challenge that we started talking about last month. But part of my inspiration for this time is twofold. I would love to give those of you who've started it an opportunity to just share how it's going, which could include things that are great, things you've learned the hard way, and or stuff that you still find confusing or challenging or difficult to implement. Any combination of those things or something I haven't thought of, totally fine. And then I've got a bunch of kind of updates that Sarah and I are going to tag team on to make sure you guys are on the same page with all those things. So have any of you started the 90-day challenge in any of your group spaces? Be willing to share about it?
We have in ours, trying to get my tripod set up here. Sorry.
Hi, sorry guys.
In our group. So just basically in the home group sent out the links, the disc, and set up a calendar, which basically spans from now till January 1, from a week ago when we started group to January 1, with 2 weeks for each of the habits, so two actions per habit, and it lined up nice with, you know, just basically asking people to be intentional about it with the particular two that we're on, maybe post it somewhere in a public space in their homes, and then we have a group chat to share in, which nobody really has yet. So we'll see if and how that gets used. But that's how we kind of launched the concept in our group. Everyone seemed pretty open to doing that. And so, that's how we've put it in.
I like the idea of posting it in public space from a family setting in particular. That's a good way to get the crew involved.
Mm-hmm.
And to be thinking about it on a recurring basis, because in the home, I imagine with you guys too, like there's a lot of activity in spaces like the kitchen, right? So
right.
But you have to pass through there a lot. If we put something like right on the island, you'd be seeing.
If you want to eat, though, yeah. Little disclaimer on that. If you want to eat,
that's fair. Do you have anybody at home that doesn't want to?
Lila sometimes, but other than that, everyone.
That's good. Thanks, Jared and Steve. Anything that you found particularly challenging in your attempt to try to move into that space?
No, just some of the stuff we talked about before, like, hey, New Life's had a lot of different systems, a lot of different things. Do we really need another one, you know, kind of thing. But again, that was very light, and it was not in a sense of, I don't want to do this. So no, not really. People seem pretty open to it and good with it. So yeah.
Great.
No, I wouldn't say there's really been any challenges.
Any other stories out there? Anybody tried to get this thing rolling?
We are just going to start diving in probably in the next week or two. We have decided like the schedule that we're just going to not rotate like our D groups for the next 6 weeks and see how just going through the 90-day challenge, just straight home group style works for us. So that's kind of the plan, but we have not done it yet, so I don't have any feedback to share on that. So
is that
for the, we're going there.
Is that for the Thursday night time?
It is for the Thursday night time. Yeah. And we are potentially considering combining our two groups. So that hasn't happened yet either, but that potential is on the horizon as well.
How likely is that looking at this stage?
I would say pretty likely. Like, we've put it out there to both the groups at this point. So I would think, we can do that.
Go towards.
I think we would still stay on Thursday.
Great. I'm going to email you and Nick about maybe adding a couple more people.
We will have a huge group then.
So much critical mass.
I will tell I will tell you about the situation. So.
Okay.
Thanks for leading those two groups and being willing to continue shepherding all those people.
No problem.
Emily, Sarah, Marie, and I were just talking about that a couple days ago about how much effort it takes to be running two groups at the same time. Yeah. And I think this is this is a good move.
I hope so. We'll see.
I hope so too. I understand there can be some, I think we can lean into the Lord to sort out some of the things that seem like they might be more challenging.
Yeah, we're praying through those concerns with you.
Thanks.
I love seeing when he surprises me on things that I think are going to be tricky, and then he just does it.
Yeah.
Friends, other initial starts on 90 day challenge?
Yeah, I know the youth ministry, middle school and high school were during our home group times, we're doing each month we're doing one lifestyle and then having the two actions. Do one habit, two habits a month for each lifestyle, if that makes sense. So
one habit per meeting, essentially, right? Yeah.
Right. So that's going well, and the EMT has been able to help support that, and that's been really cool.
I heard Jay sent it in the camping video tonight.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to do that tonight. It'll be great. So, yeah.
Good. Good. Awesome. A couple things I wanted to mention on the 90-day challenge stuff, as we've been discussing it in-house a bit. There's been a bit of a challenge from a nomenclature standpoint in terms of days and weeks. It is labeled a 90-day challenge. And when most of us do like day challenges for exercise things or stuff like that, or I don't know, a diet or some sort of routine, it's an everyday thing. Whereas from the stage, we've described this as like, spend time doing this sort of thing this week. Like everything else with regard to the discipleship pathway, our intent is to create some structure that is helpful for our church to walk with Jesus for a lifetime without being too crazy about it. So like the heart of all this is that when we are hearing from God and obeying Him. And so I'd love for you guys, even when you're covering like habit one or habit six or whatever it might be, we don't have a label. But you know, whatever the habit is, that the most important thing is that we're hearing from God and obeying Him. And so if what you're hearing from Him in a given moment is something completely different than what's written down on that sheet or that website, great. We don't want to bow down to this new thing and make it superior above and beyond just this the sheer practice of spending time with the Lord. So the days and the weeks piece, I mean, it would be awesome if we're spending time with Jesus on a daily basis, if we're thinking through what does it look like to be more like Him? What does it look like to be in community? What does it look like to be in mission? What does it mean to worship Him today? Obviously, every day is great for those things. In terms of the rhythms and realistic nature of life, if you're going through it personally in a group space, what I've heard recently from my co-pastors is probably realistically a couple days a week, maybe 2 to 3 when you're doing something intentional with that discipleship pathway tool is kind of what they are thinking in terms of what might be a realistic rhythm from a weekly standpoint. So we do have a confusion on days and weeks, but try not to make too big a deal out of it. The heart of it is really, are we seeking the Lord on a regular basis? And are we helping to draw people into it? The other thing is you probably have been walking with the Lord for a while, already have rhythms in your life that don't need to get restarted, that they're already like in the heart of what a disciple looks like. And so doing this isn't an attempt to take more of your time and bump you off some of those things that are already great. It's really aimed at trying to provide a peer discipleship framework, particularly for folks that don't have one, you can step into it. The other piece is we don't demand from God that he speaks. It doesn't work that way. And so when we're spending time in groups or spending time individually and asking the Lord to speak or trying to listen to him, he may or he may not. This is prerogative. He is always he's always been really good at deciding what he's going to do and not do without consultation from us. So we just really want to take all this with an open hand and make sure we're staying on the side of the ultimate point on all this is relationship with God. That needs to come first, and any sort of tool or sentence or language and all that stuff is really subservient to is what's God moving us to do. We also rolled out the Live Sent bookmarks. Have you seen those yet? You've seen that yet?
Maybe.
Rolled them out how, Joel? What do you mean?
We printed them, gave them out, and then explained them in a service.
We have some extras that we can get to everybody. If you're coming in today, I can get you some. It looks like it's a it's a similar design to this one, but it has 9 spots in some. Oh yeah. It's got 9 spots for ministry and some verses and things to think through.
It is similar in flavor to, it's an attempt at trying to help put some meat on the bones of mission, to help us think through and spend some time praying through who are some people in our life that we can get to know better. Who are some people in our life we can be serving intentionally, looking for ways to serve? Who are some people in our life we can be sharing who Jesus is, what he's done for us, and how he's impacting our life with? And so this is actually ridiculously similar to the Bless 10 model that we rolled out several years ago, which, to be honest, I love still. Really, from a personal standpoint as an adult, with regard to evangelism, I have not encountered anything I've liked better. And this is really, really similar. Instead of the blast with the 5 different words, which you can still do if you want in these spaces, it's totally in line. If you don't know what I'm talking about, no worries. But this just provides an intentional opportunity. And I think it's accessible to everybody. And I think that's one of the things that's nice about it is with the kids. So if you have, you know, you want to pick up enough bookmarks for the whole family, we'll find a way to print more.
Are they at the info desk, Joel, or how do you get them?
I mean, our whole world right now is completely upside down. So I don't know what to expect when I step through the door at 1541, but they should be available in that space.
Jack might actually be able to answer that. Jack, do you know?
Yeah, there should be some near or around the makeshift info desk. There were like 100 plus left after passing them out in a service. It's just a matter of where did they land, but they should eventually land at the info desk. So.
Jack, do you remember who ordered those, by the way? Is that a Jason thing?
No, sure. Chandler.
Yep.
Okay. Sweet. All right. Questions on any of that stuff?
Something I like about the Live Sent tool is that it is manageable. It's easy to look at. It's got direction to it. I think a lot of us really have intentions that we want to share the gospel, that we want to serve somebody, but without a plan, without kind of a visual reminder, it can go to the wayside. So this is a really great, we can keep it in your Bible, in your planner. It's something that in your groups you can pull out and give updates on. You can pray through people together. It doesn't need to be a solo activity. I think it's going to be really great.
That's really good. And I think there's a lot of value in the opportunity just to spend some time praying on it. So I disciplined myself not to write anything in it when I first got it, in order to set aside some time later in the week, which ended up being the next week, just to spend some time and pray in each space. God, who do you want me to get to know? And there's a ton of people potentially I could have written, but I was really trying to sort through who should I prioritize in this space? So it's a helpful exercise. I think it's, you know, it's not rocket science or anything along those lines, but it was good. I was unsurprised by some of the names and surprised by other ones. So yeah, that opportunity didn't, I mean, it doesn't need to take a ton of time, but I think it's a good opportunity just to ask God, you know, next step, where do you want me to go with this?
Yeah. So Joel and Sarah Marie, if there's groups who are currently not attending in person, I'm more than happy to, you know, take those to whoever's home group, and then drop them off with the leader of that group. So just let me know, I guess. I was thinking about that on Sunday. I'm like, well, what if no one from their group is here at church? Right. Like, is right. there a way? And so anyway, I'm happy to, if there are groups out there that do want those, I can deliver them to the group leader or whatever. So
thanks, Josh. That's awesome. Yeah. And that's a good point. I mean, we have rolled this out on Sundays, but I mean, we've not been doing it like every week. So there's a fair chance your home groups have not seen this, never heard of it. It'll probably need a little bit of introduction when you move it in. The mission of the habits and the pathway are down the line chronologically in terms of the order, but our hope was that we would introduce this early so that we're engaging relationships in some of those spaces in advance of actually getting to those like mission habit spaces, because it's a little bit tough to start late in the game once you already get there, if that makes sense. So, but then at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, none of this is meant to be a chronological thing. So take that with a grain of salt too. If you find yourself in a spot where you're like, man, I really want to go to this next habit today, fine, go for it. Call it good. We also received some good feedback on the registration aspect of the pathway, and something that Jay has taken to heart. The way our team had originally set up, I don't think there was like any like feedback mechanism for those of you who like registered on it. So that's something Jay's thinking through. I'm hoping to block.
What did you mean by that? Like an email that says, hey, thanks for registering.
In the very least. Yeah. But yeah. Then also, okay. Also an opportunity to receive some sort of like supportive content. Let's say all of us registered. How cool would it be if Jay's like on Tuesday morning, like sending something out related to the 90-day pathway or something along those lines. So he's definitely thinking about that. I think he'd like to step into that space. We are trying to free him up, have a little more time in his life. The way that's probably looking is we probably won't have him teach as much on Sundays because it takes a ton of time to prep. And we have, with Rick and Greg back from Detroit, we have a lot of us that can be teaching on Sundays. But there's only one Jay. And so some of the things that he's invested in, we really want him to be able to invest more in. So I know he's pondering that and thinking it through. I haven't heard yet if it's going to be a thing, but I think if he had his, if he could have his way on it, he'll do something with it. Morning, Stephanie.
Hi.
Let's see. Anything else, Sarah Marie? Anything else I'm missing on this topic?
Nope. I think my last thing would be if you are interested in doing the 90-day challenge, but no one else in your group is, or your family's not available right now, you can register through the app and let them know that you want to be partnered up with someone, or you can talk to Joel and I directly, and we can gather you with some other people who are going through it.
Sweet. Sweet. Okay, let's tackle updates. So we have this thing coming up called Halftime, which is totally new. I don't know if you guys have heard about it yet, but it is happening November 7th, which is a Sunday. It's going to happen right after the service. And the spirit of it, the intent of it, is to try to provide almost like a congregational meeting. We don't have membership, right? But you think of churches that have formal membership, they gather the congregation together a couple times a year, maybe quarterly, and they talk about big stuff. And that's kind of the heart of what we want to try and do here. We want to talk about bigger picture things like vision, finances. This particular update, we'll talk about the fiduciary board, because that's a big deal from the church governance standpoint. And we want to give people an update on it from that email that I went sent out like early in the year, if somebody even read it. So we feel like this is a pretty significant change. We want to try and do a good job of bringing people on board with it. And we haven't really done that, really talked much. We don't, as a church, really spend a lot of time talking about finances. So we're trying to find ways to get more of those conversations on the table. And so it feels like an ambitious agenda for a half an hour time. But think of this as a start to something that we're hoping to do on a regular basis. The other major goal for it, from our standpoint, and I was pointing this out to my co-pastors this week, is that we the EMT has a different goal for that time that I think than the congregation coming and being in that space. And so for us, the win is accessibility. Can we be, one of the things I think is a strength with our church uniquely is that we do have a lot of pastors. We have almost an ability for every single one of us to know everybody. Maybe not like me knowing everybody, but if I know 200 and Jay knows 600 and Rick knows, 1,000, then we combine all that together. So that's coming up November 7th, the exact same day is the start of our next intro class, which is going to be right after that. And then the intro is part two in the next week. So we got that coming up. Any questions on Halftime? How to spell it or capitalize it or hyphenate it or anything like that?
Remind me, Joel, is it on Zoom as well or it's going to be in person only?
As far as I know, that's a great question. And I'm going to write that down.
We would live stream it on YouTube like Sunday morning, but I don't know the answer to that either.
Yeah, the tough part is you kind of want your congregation there, so you don't necessarily want people sniping in, and at the same time, you want people to be able to join. Is there a way with Zoom you could do it with a password or something, right? Whereas YouTube would be out in public space.
It would be public while it's happening.
We don't necessarily have to leave the recording out on YouTube.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't have to leave it up.
I see. So do it live, but not record it.
I confess, I did not think through that one iota. The team may already have. I haven't been part of planning it. So I don't know the answer to that, but I did write that down so I can ask.
Yeah, I'm just thinking we have folks that more than likely won't attend in person.
I mean, yeah, you do. But we do. And the city, I would say, is generally only a small percentage in person on Sundays right now anyway. So that's absolutely
right. We'll send that info back to this group when we know it.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I mean, I'd love to have people there. I'm personally going to be out of town as well. But I think it'd be great to have majority attendance there, especially with the explaining of the fiduciary board. I think that would be really good.
Yeah.
Even budget and finance, like you said, I think financial transparency is important. And that's kind of where people are going to get the update, right?
That's good. That's good. Any other questions on it? All right. So I want to give you an update too on New Life Kids and the youth ministry. We extended an offer to Ayla Eichenhofer to actually fulfill both of those open director positions. Ayla was a late in the game interview. She's about 10, 11 years out of college right now. Just been with the church about 5 years and some change. Really, really faithful. Just a great heart for prayer. She's going to make a tremendous addition to the team. She's worked as an administrative person for her primary breadwinning components of her job, but then she has a side business, a performance business too. Actually, she sings, but she's also like a Disney princess. So she's delightful. She has a really good combination of, I think, people skills and working with kids, but also like the administrative side. And I think that was the piece actually that caused her to shy away from applying in the first place. It's just, she was thinking it was much more oriented. So
did you say was or still is, like with her singing thing, does she still go to like birthday parties as a Disney princess and sing?
Yeah, she's going to work for us 32 hours a week. And then she'll still do her performance business.
I just want to be able to say our youth leader is a Disney princess. Like, that's just an amazing thing.
I hope she doesn't kill me for saying this every time.
And then people laugh, and then you're like, no, seriously.
Someone asked me last week, he's like, which one? I was like, no, I mean, whatever. I mean,
it's actually probably not a very easy thing to achieve and to do.
I wouldn't think so.
Incredible folks, and Disney has an incredibly high standard, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean, she actually started out working at Disney. That was first, and then you know, now it's all her own thing. So yes, and she's starting tomorrow. So we're gonna spend this week getting her settled and up to speed. It will take a while to build up to an active children's ministry again. I'm still kind of carrying the ball here through hire and through the initial orientation, and then Jay's going to be working with her, managing her, and thinking through those bigger picture pieces and what does it look like to rebuild all that stuff. So we've got all that survey data that so many of you filled out, have a decent sense of things at this point, and are looking forward to building toward all that. We don't want to rush it. At the same time, we're parents too. We do want to see this thing moving. Our whole EMT feels pretty motivated on it. It's like great news for us. I think Ayla's a great hire. She's gonna be a great fit for the team.
If you see her, feel free to say hello and congratulate her. And then
yes,
we'll also be getting you. I think we're gonna do a welcome for kids and families via email as well.
Any questions on that one?
Joel, did you just want to speak to how you're gonna roll this out to the rest of the church?
Yeah, I mean, some of that were, I don't know all the pieces, I think is a good way to say it. We've got to kind of decide on some of them. Some of it we were waiting on, just the signature on the contract, right? Like, it'll be official tomorrow morning once I have that, right? So some of those pieces is just like, yeah, I'm going to wait until that's done. But yeah, the thought is, we'd have an initial email to parents. We introed this to staff last week. We were going to ask Ayla to record. She's pretty good with video and things like that. She actually directed the nativity video project from last year, so that's definitely in her wheelhouse. So we're going to ask her to do a welcome video. We'll get that sent out to parents. We'll introduce her to staff. At some point, pretty soon, we'll get her on stage with the church. So we're just going to increment up in some of those pieces, and we probably will take those opportunities to introduce with the children's ministry at the same time if we have them. So something along those lines, Chelsea. I don't know if I can script the whole thing, but it'll look something along those lines.
No, that's wanted to just the verbiage. That's good.
If you have any like ideas, suggestions, things to watch out for, though, please don't hesitate to send them, because that. We're not like, we would love your thoughts and input.
I think it sounds good.
Let's see, any other questions on that topic? Let's jump to groups. So we've got a lot happening in the group space right now. We just started a new home group called the East City Home Group. It is a It's led by Frank and Abby. I don't think you guys have probably, most of you haven't had a chance to meet them yet. They were in the East Quad space and have been serving as leaders in their campus world, but they're both out of college now along with their peers, and are looking to establish something in the city. So since the fall semester started, we've been talking about getting a home group off the ground, and it is official, it's happening. They are also probably going to help us be in the pilot space for integrating with campus groups, the Southwest campus region in particular, because they have a lot of relational ins there already. And then Frank in particular is actually attending in the campus space still too. Frank's a pretty great guy. If you haven't had a chance to meet him, he's also hosting this Friday night fire, which is a small intimate worship event. I attended it once over the summer. It was great. It was 2 hours. It was like Frank bringing a bunch of instruments, and I spent a lot of time praying and singing, and it was awesome. So if you're kind of looking for a way to get into that old school kind of house church feel, they have that happen on Friday nights. He's trying to do it every Friday night. So we also have one of our Sunday night groups, the one that's led by Jack and Jared and Veronica, now has close to 40 people on the group meet, and the group needs to multiply. And so they've been talking at length on that topic for the last, I don't know, month-ish maybe, or something along those lines. And we're in the final stages, and the group will possibly move into two, but it might be as many as three separate groups when it's all said and done.
Jack, would you mind sharing a little bit about what you guys are doing tonight to kind of celebrate and usher that in?
Yeah, we're feasting at 4:30 this afternoon. We've got not the full group, but like 25 to 30 of us. We're going to meet in the Rappin's backyard, stealing some white tables from the church. And it's a potluck. And we're going to eat food and drink wine, which I can do now that I'm like in a city group and a campus home group, and celebrate, you know, what God's done. And it's not quite, we're not like, I think we originally hoped maybe we would have the groups like figured out by now, and we could kind of like bless each group as they multiply into a smaller home group, but we don't really have them figured out yet. So we're kind of just praying in general for God to be with us as we harvest and multiply. And the hope is three, Joel. I mean, we have the leaders, we think, to do it. It's just kind of a matter of how do we relationally help divide people up and then invite them to own their decision of like which home group they want to be part of. But we'd like it to be three, like 3, 10 to 12 or 10 to 15 person, with like a slightly smaller than that group of like really core people for each one. So tonight will be good though. It's warm.
Yes.
High 50s, low 60s. Feast together.
Yes, dry too. I love that idea. I'm glad you guys are separating. I think, you know, multiplying groups is hard. I even remember using that language versus like splitting groups and all those kinds of things, right? It's hard. Relationally, it's difficult. I appreciate you guys doing that.
Nobody in my group likes the term birthing. Sorry, Sarah Marie, no birthing.
Oh, no, I'm a doula and I don't like that term for what we're doing in groups.
Little feedback there. Nobody likes birthing.
We're not using it.
I was like, did I say that? From us.
No, I was paying attention to see if that was language we were still using.
Yeah.
Because we don't like split. We're going to use the term birthing. Like, no, that didn't
work. Mathematically, we're technically dividing, not multiplying, but dividing still sounds poor.
I'll be curious, and Jack, the nature of this, even the 2:3, I've seen enough of these go where at least one of the new groups struggles. You know, sometimes one does really, really well and then one struggles. From the three standpoint, that's my only thought is, you know, if you've got three really strong new sets, by all means, go for it. And that's awesome. But it's really hard when three or four couples end up or individuals or couples end up in a group and then that one kind of falters out, it can leave them feeling very kind of like we just got left.
Yeah.
It's my only word of caution.
No, this, I appreciate that.
Yeah. This will be interesting too, Steve, because, you know, traditionally our city groups have been couple dominated in the sense by populace, at least. That won't be the case in these groups. So it'll be interesting to see what, and we talked this through some, what is critical mass going to need to be. With couples groups, they're pretty consistently seen over the years, you really need three couples that are really in and committed. With a group like this, it'll be interesting to see it. So that was something we were talking through. What does it look like? Our theory is that a good critical mass of four or five or six in the core is probably going to be enough to sustain. But you're absolutely right. That's a question. A lot of groups that we're looking at to potentially lead have led before in other spaces. But it's a different dynamic leading than it is in the campus. But I appreciate you guys going through that hard work. Nick and Emily have been leading in two spaces along with Warren and Andrea on Thursday night. And then they've got another group on Mondays. And so that one is, as Emily was saying, is likely gonna merge together in the big group that's happening on Thursdays. Sarah Marie, what other group news am I missing? You guys are, can you talk about Thursdays? Your plan for Thursdays?
Thursdays we've been doing an informal bonfire at New Life that's really drop-in. There's bonfire, there's short Bible discussion, usually based around the sermon series, and then s'mores. And it's been a really good way to meet new people and then help them get connected further from there. I'm not planning on continuing that once it's too cold to be outside. Everyone who's regularly attending, minus two, who I want to offer to Emily, are plugged in other groups, and this is really a bonus spiritual development space for them, or a weekly connection. I'm leading a women's D group on Mondays with Sarah Pinto here, and it is fascinating. The bulk of them are 22, and so it's been almost like leading a campus group again because they're so young. But it's going well, and the Lord's really moving a lot through it.
Have you found that 22-year-olds are pretty much thinking about all the same stuff that you're thinking about, same way?
No. And it's a discipline for me to not be like, this isn't going to matter soon. Like, you're not going to remember his name. You're going to wonder why you were so upset about it, but it's acute and it's real to them at this time. And so it's been humbling to think about my 22-year-old self and be able to try to be a person that I could have used as a 22-year-old.
Yeah.
There's a lot, they struggle with a lot more comparison than I think I remember as a 22-year-old.
That's a good reminder for me though, about the stuff that bugged me yesterday. Is it really gonna bother me 3 days out from now or a year from now?
I was just even thinking that the new challenges of cancel culture and the new challenges of just authority and truth, and yeah, it's got to be. And you're catching them post-college. Is that what you're saying? These are 22-year-olds?
We have one fifth-year senior. We have one fifth-year senior. And then I think there are 12 of us. One fifth-year senior, 9 grad students, and then working singles.
Well. That's awesome.
So there's a lot of stuff happening right now. Overall, even during the pandemic, there's a lot of, we've seen a lot of stability in the group space. It's been a blessing. And so this fall, sure, we saw a ton of new people. And if you're watching services live stream, certainly if you've been in person, you can't really have missed the fact that there are a lot of people. A lot of them are undergrads and grad students. and we've been working to try to place folks in groups swiftly. We've had a lot of new people get connected in group spaces, so that's been encouraging. It's just it's good to see. It wasn't something we were seeing a lot of last year. It was a little more like carry on kind of a dynamic, and this year is more like there's a lot of new people coming, getting integrated in. We just had the fall retreat. As far as I can tell, that went great. Multi-campus effort. A lot of our church plant churches and other ones in the region.
If you're able to watch the live stream or attend today, I believe there's a really great recap video of fall retreat that we'll be showing.
That's good to know, Samri. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that one.
Shoot, what was I just going to ask? Oh, baptism service. Are there any dates on that, Joel?
There is. There's one coming up. I want to say November 14th, but I'm not.
That's the date I think I had heard, and I'd like to get out in front of that.
Yep.
Is that right, Samri?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Is that a for sure?
As far as I know, yes. We have people who are available and want to be baptized, and as we seek towards 1,000 people in our 10-year vision that we'd like to see baptized, we will be baptizing everyone.
Awesome. That's great. Those are historically, I found those to be just extremely powerful services.
Yeah.
And even great for inviting. So it's good to know.
Yeah,
Will that be live streamed like it's been? You guys seem to have kind of figured that one out. That seems like that's gone really, really well.
Yeah, every Sunday morning service at the stage in the game is going to be live streamed from here on out, unless like the internet's down. It's just standard, new standard.
And if you have anyone in your groups who'd like to be baptized, you can let Joel or I know, or you can do email baptisms@nlcweb.org. Because we'll, at this point, we'll just need to know in advance.
Sweet. All right, let me keep rolling on updates. If you guys have questions, don't hesitate to raise your hand. We can jump back on a topic. But just wanted to give you a quick note on the facilities. The church has been in total chaos last couple of weeks in particular. Painters and the flooring people have been working really hard in that space. My understanding from Stevie is we're about 2 weeks out from the general conclusion of the project. I don't know if like every tiny little piece of trim will be back at that point in time, but like working bathrooms and you know, largely new floors and new paint. So it's looking good. Every day I've gone back in this last week, it's looked different. Still in the chaos phase, but looking good. So that's happening. I confess I'm looking forward to having a desk again. Personal note, we also have the fiduciary board that I mentioned, the aforementioned fiduciary board that we are hoping to get started in January. I think many of you have, let's see, I'm just looking at names. Is anybody not familiar with the fiduciary board concept?
Or I don't know if it's been shared here, has it, Joel? But
it hasn't been shared here. I'm just looking around the room, and just a few of you, yeah. So with the tail end of last year and moving into January, we rolled out a number of different church health initiatives, growth initiatives, that spawned out of a group of part of our EMT and some of our core folks helping us through, we called it our response team, helping us through some of the investigations that we had, that we were going through as a church. And the heart of this was looking at the church and trying to figure out how can we become more like Jesus? Where do we need to own some sin, repent, grow, make some changes? And so we looked at a ton of things and came out with, honed that down to a list of realistic potential changes to make with regard to the church. And I think one of the most significant, if not the most significant ones of those, was to create a fiduciary board. This would literally change our church governance structure from the current one, which is all the pastors pastors and elders interchangeably are the board currently, like myself and Jay and the other pastors. We are the ones making the end decisions on governance level things for the church, budget, hiring, theology, big picture stuff. Our heart in making this change is to create this separate team that is largely independent. And by independent, I mean people that are not working for the church or compensated from the church in any way, shape, or form, that can help make final decisions on big picture stuff, particularly related to things like legal, HR, finance, risk management, stuff along those lines. So that is rolling. We've already voted to change the bylaws, which is approved. That'll happen January 1st. That creates the space for this new team. And it's a big deal because we're taking some of the power and authority, if you will, organizationally from the current board and shifting that to this new team. And we're working on recruiting members to the team. We've got good progress so far, but we don't have all the seats filled yet. So we're still working on that list of people we're going through in some sense, one by one or two by two, to try and get an initial team of maybe seven or eight. Two of those seats would be taken up by the current board. And so from a nomenclature standpoint, the current board of elders, the pastors, gets a name change to what we're going to call the Council of Elders. And the new fiduciary board could be shortened to Board of Directors. And so we'll have these two sitting at the top of our org chart. The Council of Elders really is still the highest authority in the church, but functionally speaking, the fiduciary board is going to have a major check on that authority and has the ability to review, evaluate, even remove an elder if need be. So this is a significant change. I can't cover all the details now, but that goes live in January. So I'm excited about it. I think it's gonna be a huge positive for our church. I think it's a big win coming out of this last season of 3, 4, 5 years that we've gone through. That was a short overview. But you guys have any questions on that? This is, like I said, this is something we're gonna cover some in the halftime space, but you can imagine not in super length and detail because we just don't have that much time on it. But we do really want people to understand it. But it takes some context. So we're still working on it, figuring out how to explain it in a short period of time. Rick and I are probably the most familiar with the concept. So if you do have, you want to spend more time talking it through or asking questions, you can reach out to either of the two of us as well, any of the EMT if you want, but we're happy to engage that stuff.
Joel, is that something we're able to share with our homebrews at this point or wait for halftime and then do it after?
No, it's wide open. Yeah, it's. I mean, I shared about it in an email to the whole church as a concept back in January. There's nothing secretive about it, except maybe the membership at this point is still yet to be determined, to be finalized. But other than that, no, feel free, go ahead and share it. Sweet, any other questions?
Can I talk a little bit about some upcoming stuff?
Yes, I was just gonna shift to you anyway, so great, go for it.
First, we had a really great event at Stevie G and Emily Gray's barn last week. That was a joint city and youth event. Started out with a cornhole tournament that was young adults and the youth group. That was super fun. Abby Gray and Chelsea won. They obliterated, I think, 8 or 10 teams to get there. And then we had a potluck afterwards that had some overlap of the same people, but then quite a few other people came. So around 55 people in attendance between the two events. And it was just a really great space and a really great time. And a lot of good relationships were started there. So thanks to Chelsea and my co-leader Mike and the Grays for making that happen. Coming up, we're thinking about Christmas already. As a church this year, we won't be participating in Operation Christmas Child. We have supplies if that's something you, your home group, your family would like to do. We can connect you with those things. but we will be doing most likely two different local opportunities. The one that I know for sure that we'll be doing is in partnership with our friends at Christian Love Fellowship, where we will be helping with their toy drive and distribution again. And we're going to do it differently this year and have a there'll be multiple registration opportunities where we want families to come and register for toys and food and things like that. And then we'll do packing days and then distribution times. And so we'll be recruiting volunteers for all of those. The smallest volunteer need will be the registration days, and then we'll need exponentially more for both the packing and the distribution. So you'll be getting information about that from me, Pastor Greg, or Pastor Nick, most likely. And we're really looking forward to participating in that again. When I have dates and opportunities, I will let you know. And then we will most likely be doing some sort of adoptive family style opportunity for home groups, potentially through Principal Vasquez at Scarlet or through another local agency where we can get connected to specific families who have specific needs, whether it's knowing that they need sneakers or specific toddler toys kind of thing. So that one is not 100% set in stone yet how we're going to do that. So our work with Christian Love Fellowship is a for sure thing, and we'll get you more info about that. And then we're still kind of hammering out details for the potential home group opportunities. And then coming up, you should have heard about it already on November 13th. We're back with Neighborhood Senior Services for fall leaf raking. And we need you to register for that event through the app. We'll be working, the Justice Missions team will be partnering up city and campus groups for that event. So the more people in your group you can get signed up in advance, the better for us for making those connections and assigning group spaces. It's a super simple, easy serving event that—
You said November 13th, yep. Sarah Marie? Mm-hmm. So that's a Saturday.
Yep, it's a Saturday. Okay. And you can register through the app. It'll take you to a Google form. It'll be just a short serving, 9 to 11 a.m. But I can tell you that most years it goes a little past 11. So just be prepared. Don't have a super tight schedule on that. Because no one wants to leave at 11 when the yard is almost done. So those are two upcoming.
Do you know what the capacity is for that, Sarah Marie? Is that something that, you know,
the limit we only does have? Not exist.
Okay. And, okay. So basically just invite people like crazy. And if we have 10, if we have 50, then that's how many we'll have.
Okay. Yeah, because it's not a New Life only event. We'll be going through Neighborhood Senior Services again. So this is a large city event that they do yearly.
Get the impression they have a big list of people to potentially serve.
Yeah.
I think that was part of my thing with it being 9 to 11. Like you said, it's kind of short. If they have a huge list of people and we only go 9 to 11, you know,
yeah.
Was that our limitation, or they said, hey, we're going to put you guys in 9 to 11?
I believe that's how
the event parameters.
Their whole event parameter.
You can stay though. Like what's happened with us in past years is we end up getting, you know, a house that needs a fair bit of help. And we stay till it's done if we didn't finish.
Keep working.
Or you get time with the homeowner or something along those lines. And yeah, they don't like, so that the event organizers are not coming around and saying, all right, get off their lawn now, right at 11 o'clock. But they're probably not going to assign you somebody new to go to at 10:45.
Yeah. Great to hear that the Salazars are in. Thanks for sharing that. Look forward to serving with you.
And you can register as of now, right, Simmery? You're saying registration is open now?
If you register now, that would bless me greatly. Easiest way to do it is through that.
Kristen, are you in a spot where you can pray for us to close? It cruel of me to ask you.
Yes, I am.
Thanks so much, everybody. Appreciate it.
Dear Jesus, thank you for this morning. Thank you for all the updates. I pray that you bless Joel and Sarah, Jack, everyone else that's on staff, Lord, that they are just they took to fill us in and to help us being alongside them. So bless the service and may we go forth in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for your labors, everybody. Appreciate the way you're standing out for the kingdom in the spaces you are. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.